Hey, welcome to the show. This is John.
Recently, I've been thinking about a person's motive or their motives in making any decision. You see, during this time of uncertainty and just fear for many, I've really been catching myself seeing other people's actions or their inaction in some instances. It's taken a lot of my time and effort trying to figure out, well, why is this person doing this? Why is this group of people doing this? And so on and so forth. And I came back to the same conclusion that I always have, and that is, I don't have control over anyone, their thoughts, how they feel, what they do, that is all up to them. But I'm speaking mainly in terms of our environment today. And since I live in the U.S., I have my experience living here, specifically in northern Colorado. And I've also been thinking about ways that I can reduce my anxiety, this exhausted, overwhelming feeling that I've been getting. See, before the whole pandemic hit us at the beginning of 2020, I never watched the news. It was such a huge trigger. It's always been a big trigger for me. Because it brings me down, it makes me sad, it gets me upset. I mean, I already have enough issues trying to keep my mood and emotions regulated to a degree that I can function, that adding something like that just makes it worse. But the past few months, I found that I've been checking the news over social media. I've been watching clips here and there. It's kind of, you can't help but have it come into your life. And that's what happened with me. And so now I'm at a point where I'm questioning people's motives all the time. And it takes a lot of energy and it takes a lot of time to go over and over and over again in your head. And I've kind of, you know, it's been kind of a battle within myself of trying to figure out how much to care and how much to kind of take a step back sort of thing. And for me, I've gone back to reducing the amount of news that I digest on a daily basis. I chat with my wife and she gives me kind of a rundown, like this coming up here in, tomorrow, I guess, on the, we're going to learn about what's going to happen with my son's school and my daughter's as well. So I've been watching the statistics and so forth with that and trying to figure out what will my family do. That being said, I think I'm at a point where I just have to stop questioning, because then it goes in my head over and over again. And it's a relentless in terms of my thoughts going and repeating the same things. You know, it's like thinking about it and thinking about it, but not being able to really do something. Because yes, I can figure out the motives of why this person did this, or they did that, or they didn't. But how is that going to help me in the long run, or even now? So I guess what I'm trying to say is, it's okay to take a step back sometimes. But see, here's the thing. I've always felt that one of the best ways that I myself can manage bipolar disorder is to be proactive in my treatment. And when I say proactive, sometimes it's all in, sometimes it's taking that step back that I was talking about, or somewhere in between. In this instance, I'm feeling like I need to just take a step back when it comes to all the political stuff going on and everything else with the COVID and all that sort of thing. And I have to stop questioning people's motives. I've always been inquisitive. I love the human mind. I love how it works, what people do, what makes them tick. Especially during this pandemic, in hearing everybody talk about the best way to run the country, the best way to fight COVID, to treat it, all this stuff. And people are kind of giving their two cents when they're not even really qualified to do so. For some reason, everybody wants to, you know, step in and say, hey, do this because I know this and this is what I believe, or this is what I feel, or I heard this, or yada, yada, yada. The thing I've been finding too is that people are so quick to make excuses for everything right now. And see, I'm talking about right now in terms of everything here, because this is directly impacting all of us right now. The pandemic, I mean, that's the biggest thing I'm talking about for the mental health aspect, because for me, I have to have my mental health, managing bipolar disorder as top priority, is number one. And this impacts it because it's an illness. We can get this illness. And for me, especially, I'm at high risk because I had part of my lung removed. So I can hardly, I mean, I can function just fine, but I also have extreme asthma and a sleeping disorder on top of it all. And it's all related to my respiratory stuff. But for me personally, I'm going to protect myself and I'm going to protect those around me and my loved ones. And I think that's so important to think about, because compassion goes further than just how far you can breathe, how far you can sneeze in this case. So when you question things right now, make sure you're not just asking questions to create drama in your mind or around you. Try to ask questions that will actually help you and empower you so you can make a better decision about how you're living, how you manage your bipolar, and so forth. Just remember, you can control these things. The thought process of, oh, why would this person do this? Or why would they do that? If that goes on in your head and you're trying to reduce your anxiety and your depression and feeling low, just tell yourself, nope, not going to do it today. That's what I've been doing. And so by taking this step back and letting go of when I stopped questioning the motives of others, I felt less anxiety and my thoughts stopped racing as much. Sometimes we can't control these things with our bipolar disorder. But if you can, and you're in a good spot, like I'm in a good spot right now in terms of my treatment and how I manage things, I can tell myself, okay, stop obsessing, stop asking the questions, stop questioning people's motives. Let's just get through it, and we'll be fine. Take care.
If you found this podcast episode helpful in any way, please consider pledging financial support to me and my mission of empowering those of us living with bipolar disorder. Your pledge allows me the ability to record these episodes and provide them to you. Thank you for your consideration.